Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. This half hour is presented by Gulf Coast Air Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. and I am joined this morning by Mr. Todd St. Orz of Gulf Coast Air Care. Good morning, Todd. Happy New Year.
Good morning, Ruthie. Happy New Year to you. How are you?
Oh, life is good. Life is good. I'm glad 2020 is behind us. I'm excited for a new year, new plans, all kinds of good stuff happening. How about you?
I think we all want to move forward from 2020. We're just trying to look forward and, you know, kind of project how things are going to go. And, you know, we need to think about what's going on at our homes because we're still kind of in lockdown a little bit. I mean, a lot of people working from home. And, you know, that's where that indoor air quality thing comes into effect. And that's where Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with, you know, a healthy, energy efficient and comfortable indoor environment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned that. You know, I say I'm a whole new year. I still am very much at home in the afternoons. And we just changed out our air filters the other day. I'm like, this year we're going to be better about changing our air filters because Todd St. Orz tells us if you don't have a good air filter, you are one.
You are one. That's good. Well, you know, and it's the little things that keep you out of trouble with the big things. So, you know, if you have somebody come out and do an annual inspection, if you keep up with your air filter on a regular basis, and if you notice, take note of anything that doesn't seem right, before it gets out of control, it doesn't snowball away from you and get you into a point where, we've got some serious maintenance issues or serious indoor air quality problems that we have to address.
And that's something that has been on my mind lately because I know we've talked before. We live in a pretty newly built home. It was constructed, new construction, 2019. But we want to keep it that way. So with annual inspection, now that we've been there for a little over a year, is it time to do an annual inspection?
Yeah, it is. You know, maybe not in the first year or two, but if you've got more than 3 or 4 years on a system in either a new or an old house, it's not just Gulf Coast Air Care who says this. It's the industry and the manufacturers of your air conditioning equipment and, all the contractors out there. You need to have somebody at least do an annual inspection a year at a minimum. A lot of people do 2 times a year. But our winter is not really harsh, so if you do that inspection, you want to think about in the spring at some point before you get too far into that summer. You know, we have a long, hot summer. It's not far off. We're just now talking about the beginning of January. But we'll be grinding through that air conditioning season before you know it, and you just don't want to get caught by surprise with a problem that could have been caught on annual inspection. And by that, you know, I mean, it can be something as simple as a visual inspection where, you know, we look at the cleanliness of your unit by pulling the panel off. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we do that for free. It's an inspection and an estimate that we do, to help everybody understand, hey, I'm in great shape, or, wow, I need to address some things before they get out of control.
Gotcha. And I think that's it, like that proactive. I know the new year always makes me feel like this year I'm going to fill in the blank, but this is a good one to be proactive about because it seems like even with that visual inspection, catching something early on ultimately could save a lot of money if nothing else.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you're probably similar to me, Ruthie, in that you've got a list going of stuff you're thinking about at the beginning of the year. And,
so
you know, on that
lists.
List, we all operate by the list because that's the easy thing to do, you know. In flying with the Navy, when I did for 10 years, we operated by the checklist, and that keeps you safe. It also keeps you comfortable during the flying process. And I just operate that way around the house with a list to make sure that we address things that need to be covered, you know, like annual inspections, you know, do I need to have the duct cleaning? What about the dryer? I mean, let's look at the dryer bit. So the list is something that will really help you go forward if you have to get involved in something like a duct cleaning process or have an indoor air quality issue. If you want help with something that you have on a list, or if you're trying to create a list, like I'm a new homeowner, I'm not sure what to do, call us at Gulf Coast Air Care. It's 850-934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com, and we're happy to give you help, point you in the direction, or set you up for a service inspection, you know, through the office. Vanessa's here at the office. She can help you. It's 850-934-2768. And like I said, there's plenty of online information at gulfcoastaircare.com.
That's it. I love y'all's website, I have to say. I'm pulling it up right now because you've got it right very front and center. Schedule your free inspection. It's the first thing as soon as you get there. So if that's what you're looking for, you know, some websites nowadays, it's like our story, and I'm like, that's cool. And I came here for something. I came here for a reason, and this is it.
Right. You know, and everybody's website is a work in progress. Ours is the same way. But, you know, we just want you to know that. So if you don't understand the duct cleaning process, if you've never had the duct cleaning process done before, there's a little bit of information about how we do it, but we should talk a little bit about what we're doing on duct cleaning, because we do a process called the source removal vacuuming process. You know, people ask me all the time, well, how do you clean the ductwork? How do you do this? And what we do is we do a thorough inspection on the equipment, find the trouble spots, and then we systematically clean that system. We'll take the air conditioner apart, pull the blower out or the squirrel cage, and then that's where we set up a negative pressure suction machine so that we get the whole system under negative pressure. So anything during the vacuum process that we get out of there is captured in our negative air machine, and it's not released out into the house. We take all the vents down. You know, we put drop cloths and cover up everything in the house or the commercial space. And then, you know, we do this vacuum process that's specified by the National Air Duct Cleaners Association. And this is a national standard. It's an international standard, actually, for cleaning an HVAC system. And it's pretty straightforward. You know, last month we rolled into our 27th year in business. So we kind of got this process figured out fairly well. And there's still, I'm surprised at the number of people we see that I run into that have never had that air duct cleaning process done at their home or at their business.
Wow, like nobody at all ever. No one's even looked into it.
Yeah, I mean, we have people all the time that just, you know, they're like, wow, I've never had this done. They don't know what to expect when we get there. You know, and we use air tools, and we have a big truck mounted compressor. There's a big box truck that's going to show up when you have your process done and your system cleaned. And it's really fairly painless in the idea that, you know, my guys are professionals. They've done this for years and years and years. But, you know, if the process is new to you, then you don't know what to expect. And you know, you see a huge difference for a lot of people. Like, oh, I had no idea you guys were going to get this involved with my duct system, my air conditioning and all that. So it's interesting to see, you know, people that have had the process done and people that have never. Seen our work in our service.
And so as one of those people who would be new to the process, and kind of what you mentioned before, is this not part of the buying a home or leasing a building or anything? Like, I know places I've rented, my landlords have been like, you have to change the air filter, but they have taken care of the ductwork. Is that something as a homeowner, as a like a property owner or renter, that people just miss the memo to get this done?
Yeah. You know, we get a lot of questions. That's an excellent point. You know, brand new construction 2019, you said, where you're living. And people ask me, well, how often do I need to have my ductwork cleaned? You know, we tell people it depends on the type of filters you run, the traffic you have in the house, how you set the thermostat, and you know, there's some variables that go into it. But for the most part, we tell people every 4 to 5 to 6 to 8 years. It just kind of depends on, you know, how hard you run the air conditioner, how much wear and tear there is, and then how good a filter you're using. That determines the amount of buildup and how clean your system is or how dirty it gets. So, you know, it's an extended time of process. You know, I mean, your oil change, everybody understands an oil change in their car. They understand a car wash. But the duct cleaning is just like, I haven't had this done before. I'm not sure what to do. So the process is pretty straightforward. And, you know, we can help you. When we come out to do the estimate or inspection, we'll point out to you, this is one of the things you need to look for. This is one of the things that we're looking for. And then, you know, we'll show you where the buildup is and all that. And if you feel like you need some help or more information, call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768. You know, we've been in business 27 years. We can definitely help you with conditions that you're not sure who to call. Like, man, you know, I get this humidity problem out of control all the time, and the house is not comfortable. What help do I need? Well, probably the HVAC system, but, you know, there's a whole host of people in a network that I work with that can help you if you've got plumbing issues, if you've got, you know, roofing or water issue, mold intrusion. You know, we still have people that are putting their houses back together after the hurricane that hit us in September. So we just want you to know that it's not always a one-stop shop, and you want to have a company or somebody that has been in the business a long time and understands the full big picture idea of how to keep and maintain a house. And that's where Gulf Coast Air Care can help you.
And speaking of which, I know we've talked before about the rush of activity that happened after the hurricane when it came to making sure your family's safe, making sure your home structurally is safe. And now, or after those things, then the air care quality starts to kind of bubble up, or maybe the thought comes up then after those kind of immediate needs are settled. How is that looking in our community for your team? Are you seeing a lot of aftermath still as people are kind of, you know, still recovering?
Yeah, it's slowed to some degree, but our processes, the indoor air quality process, the duct cleaning, a lot of that happens at the end of a project after all the dust is settled. You want to that's when you want to clean the ductwork. That's when you want to do the cleaning on the HVAC equipment, the AC, and all that. You don't want to do that while you've still got mold issues or microbial growth, or, you know, so you get the remediation done, but you still have to build back and do the remodel and the redesign and all that. And so our process comes in at the end, and it's slowed to a fairly big degree. But I have people that were out there that, you know, they had damage, they resolved it, and then they had maybe an old quote, or they were thinking they were going to get the ductwork clean, and now they've gotten to the point where they've said, wow, you know, we need to have something done with the HVAC system, because we were thinking about it before the storm, and then the storm hit, and now after the storm, and, you know, between now and probably the middle of April, 1st of May, it's a time where there's not as much usage on the air conditioning system. It's kind of our slower time, but I haven't really considered the fact that we're never really slow.
Yeah.
This is a time where the weather is not driving what's going on with everybody's indoor environment and all that. So now's the time, between now and April, to get your inspections done, find out what you've got ahead of you for this long, hot summer that's right around the corner, and you can call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768. Our website for more information is gulfcoastaircare.com. And, you know, if you have a complicated issue like a mold problem or a duct issue, a hot room, you know, one part of the house that just doesn't cool or heat correctly or whatever, we are happy to step in and help you figure that out. And, you know, if you're a DIY person, I'm happily able to, you know, coach you through, but like, here's what you want to do, here's how you need to do it. But if you need our expertise and our experience that we have over the last 2.5 decades, we're happy to do that too.
And so since this is a good time of year to be thinking about these things, like you said, before the heat of the summer kicks in, what is the timeline looking like for your team? Like, if someone is interested in scheduling, should they plan for a couple weeks down the road, or what's that kind of looking like with the turnaround times?
Yeah, our schedule right now is a week to 10 days. We've got a couple commercial things hanging out there that we're working into. But our residential service intervals right now are like a week to 2 weeks out. Depends on the size of the job. And, you know, we don't want to rush and make snap judgments. In the past, we've done some, you know, quotes over the phone, stuff like that. It's best to do an inspection. I've encouraged everybody to consider having an inspection. And before we put a job in our service schedule, we like to look at it and see exactly what you need. We run into jobs all the time. We get out there, we get in the attic, we're like, oh, this is going on. And it can change the scope of the work, sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse. But not knowing that going into a job, you know, just call and say, well, how much is it? Oh, I want to schedule this. That's not the best approach to doing a process. When you buy a new air conditioner and have the ducts cleaned and sealed and all that, that's a long-term decision. A new air conditioner decision is a 12 to 15, 16-year decision. And when you have a duct system that's tied to that, that also makes that a really important decision to make sure you get best performance out of your equipment.
Absolutely, and that makes great sense. We have a question coming in, Todd. This is from a listener who sent a text and said, can you explain why I should consider a UV light?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. I get a lot of questions about the UV light. I want to thank that listener. The UV light is something that is kind of unique, not necessarily unique, but it's important in our climate because we're so humid all the time. We get a lot of mold growth, or in our terms, we call it microbial growth. You know, when you go to talk to your insurance company, or when you use that M word, that mold word, they pull back a little bit. So microbial issues are something that we deal with on a regular basis. The ultraviolet light is a super intense bright light that goes inside the air conditioner adjacent to the evaporator coil. So there's a cooling coil inside your unit. If it's not there, it's not as effective as it can be. So that's the location. The ultraviolet light shines all the time, and it kills, from a cellular level, any microbial growth, mold, spores, allergens, you know, biohazard-type particulate and debris. It kills that right at the source. Because during air conditioning season, that coil is wet, and that ultraviolet light, it really does a excellent job of keeping that system clean and healthy and safe from a standpoint of not growing mold. I mean, Ruthie, you wouldn't believe some of the time we open up an air conditioner, and I mean, it's just furry black mold inside there. And some of them are scary from a standpoint of, you know, they're not good from the health standpoint.
Yeah. Oh, I can't even imagine. And I know the UV lights, you can add that to your existing system, right? So that doesn't mean you have to change your whole HVAC. You could add that aftermarket.
Yeah. And if you have one and you're going to get a change out, you can move it to the new equipment. But if you have a new piece of equipment, by all means, it's fairly inexpensive insurance against mold and mildew growth. The new systems now are so efficient. They produce so much, pull so much moisture and do such a good job of conditioning your indoor space. But the problem is that you can get some mold and mildew growth inside the equipment, and that ultraviolet light, whether you have a brand new system or an older system, that ultraviolet light makes a huge impact.
Oh, and so when you open up a system and you just see that, I can just imagine, what are the next steps then? Is that when you call the mold remediation guy, or do you handle that? What's the next move?
Yeah, we handle that. What we want to do when we find a microbial issue or, you know, an unhealthy building, we want to step back and figure, okay, what's the source? Where is this being caused? You know, what's the source of the problem? And so we evaluate, you know, the humidity levels, the water intrusion. Sometimes we do building science testing like the blower door test. And we have a lot of diagnostic testing that we can do. And then, you know, we want to explain to you in terms that you understand, like, okay, So the building envelope is not really tight or the duct system is super leaky. And then we put a prioritized strategy together for you to solve that problem and have a, you know, an affordable power bill every month and a comfortable, energy efficient, and a healthy home. Because, you know, you get mold issues like this, it can affect you if you have small children or people with compromised immune system, the elderly. You know, everybody can be affected in different ways, people that are allergy sensitivities and that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, it's literally the air we breathe, right? It's not something that you're necessarily thinking about, and usually until there's a problem, which by then, hopefully, there's some solutions. And I know that's exactly what y'all do, provide those solutions.
And you take that for granted, you know, when you're breathing there and you, I mean, you can't figure out why you got a cough or watery eyes. Take that for granted that the air you breathe is kind of good, and sometimes it's not.
And in a world now where, like, a sneeze or a cough in public, it gets you all kinds of ostracized. Like, don't you want to eliminate every possible cause for that, those symptoms? You're like, I don't, I know me, every time I sneeze in public, I'm like, I don't have COVID. I'm okay.
Right. You know, I mean, and we're all living that way. You see people with, you know, with sneezing and all kinds of stuff. That's a very valid point. And then, so you want to eliminate in your own mind and in everybody else's mind, like, no, no, I don't have any COVID. I'm not, I don't have symptoms or whatever. But it could be coming from the air conditioning system and the indoor environment. And that's something at Gulf Coast Air Care we can certainly help you with. Call us at 850-934-2768. GulfCoastAirCare.com is our website. You know, I don't have a whole lot of COVID-related stuff. There's so much information out there about how symptoms come. But, I mean, if you don't feel well in your home, that's where you want to have one of these annual inspections we're talking about. Understand the processes and let us help you, you know, put your mind at ease so you can focus on all the rest of the stuff that all of us are dealing with on a daily basis.
Yes, that's it. And I love how much information y'all have on the website, how willing you are to educate throughout the process. As a new homeowner, I'm learning that there are some things you schedule for your house and you don't have to be there. Like when the lawn guy comes, I don't have to be there necessarily. But if you're coming, Todd, and doing this inspection and you're going to educate me on what is going on, it sounds like I would be a fool to miss out. And I don't, is that allowed? You probably don't even work in people's homes if they're not there. Is that part of the industry? I'm learning these things as I go.
We have done that in the past. You know, a lot of real estate transactions, a building's changing hands from one to another, a home. And then the buyer doesn't have any idea how healthy the building is, what the power bill is going to be. And we do those inspections. We can do a report for you and kind of give you insight into, you know, you really love the floor plan, but what's going to happen when you get to the middle of July and August and you're unfamiliar with this house? You know, what's your expectation? And that's something we can help you with too. So we do a lot of empty buildings, a lot of empty inspections. A lot of our commercial work is done when the building is empty because of the staff load and the process and all that. So, you know, we're just flexible to whatever your needs and whatever your concerns are. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we want to help you kind of understand the process and get to the best outcome or the best solution for you. And, you know, that's something we're just happy to kind of jump in and figure out where you're at on the spectrum of indoor air quality, and then we'll go for it.
That's it. And so this is the best time. Now's the time. Will you give us the phone number one more time, Todd?
Yes, ma'am. 850-934-2768. And our website is GulfCoastAirCare.com.